Welcome to a special edition of Cat Space. Howdy, I'm Cat. With me is Buckets, Luna, and Leon. Howdy, folks.
Hello.
Howdy, partner.
So tonight we are doing this again, but on a smaller scale compared to the larger scale that we had the last time. We're
Mainly
doing
because Easter's coming up, right?
yes. So we're doing a smaller cut down version of American Taste Test Part 2.
Yeah, because well, it's mainly also because like the more snacks we buy, the more cockroaches we receive in this house. So we're trying to cut down our cockroaches to a minimum, really.
Do people really need to know?
Here's a fun narrative. Can anyone here do an American accent? Can anyone
Yeah.
here do an American accent?
Well, Kat's probably
I
the
could do
best.
a
Kat grew up on a US Air base.
terrible.
I was born on the US Air Base.
Go on, you can do it. Go on. Do your.
Well, howdy y'all. My name's Kat. It's such a pleasure to meet y'all. I am not born in America, but I do love America and I love American snacks. So why don't y'all sit your tushies down with me as I munch on some delicious sweet treats for y'all to eat with me? Let's
You
get
sure you
into this,
weren't
huh?
born in the South?
Feeling good.
You sure you weren't born in the South?
Huh?
Well, she lives in the West now.
Or I could say that's hot.
Now, the weird thing is, my dad was born in the US and I don't have an American accent. Neither does he.
Spent too much time in Australia. That's your problem.
There you go.
Anyways, shall we get started? We won't start. We'll get Luna to start first off. What do you got?
All right, here we go. I have purchased four items to try. My
Holy shit,
first item.
four.
Well, all right, I'm sorry, everyone. The itinerary was three or four, am I not?
Yeah, the itinerary was four.
Itinerary, you're going on a flight.
We did
Yeah,
not send you an
the things
itinerary.
that I was able to bring on this flight was four items, wasn't
We didn't send you a shopping list.
it?
My first item here is pizza Pringles. Now we
Oh,
have Pringles in
yum,
Australia,
Pringles.
but we don't have pizza. So let's open these. Calories 150. I don't know. That sounds wrong.
Per chip.
Pizza, is that pizza Pringles?
Oh, here's an interesting thing. There's actually Spanish on the back. So if you look here, you can, oh no, you can't. All right. If you kind of look in, like, see, look here.
That Spanish?
Yeah.
Yes, it
So it's
is. Okay,
English
there
and
you
then
go.
Spanish.
All right, there you
English and
go.
then Spanish. So they are from America. There you go. The narrative fits. What do they smell like?
The narrative
Oh,
fits.
okay.
I
They
like
smell.
that.
They smell like oregano.
I love how she
You
says
know, herby. All
oregano.
right.
It's oregano, seriously.
Oregano. What's wrong with oregano?
Oregano.
American. Okay. Americans say oregano. I'm doing everything wrong tonight.
No, it
Look,
is
right? These are the
oregano.
best
Oregano
chips
in
in the whole
America.
world. I'm gonna try these chips. Do you see? Look at the spice. Look at the spice.
Oh,
Everybody, look at
yeah.
the spice.
Looks
Looks
like
like
it's
it's
been
been
sunburnt.
It is. It's a little bit red. All right, here we go. I got two on my hands. That's how you eat Pringles. Oh my God. They taste like pizza shapes.
Funny that being called pizza and all that.
It's the pizza shape flavor.
They've stolen our recipe.
100%.
They've stolen our recipe. That's what they've done.
Ironically, the pizza flavoring must all be the same when it comes to this artificial pizza flavor, but they are really good. Good crunch. Really good solid potato. I'm gonna give these a 9 out of 10.
Wow, not
Nice
that
Trump
good.
impersonation.
We're on us.
Leon, what do you have?
Okay, I was gonna go with the real spicy stuff, but I figured Luna would probably beat me to it. But I was actually tempted to actually get the Pringles pizza ones myself because I saw them available, but I didn't get them. So what I'm gonna go with to start with, Pepperidge Farm. This is the Pepperidge Farm
Milano.
box.
Oh,
It's the
Milk
Milano.
Milano. Yes. Oh
Now.
my God.
Now,
So
Pepperidge Farm is in Norwalk in Connecticut. So there you go, the more you know. So
this isn't named after Trump's wife, I take it.
I guess this is
No,
kind of American, but gotta have an American Canadian accent, right?
I've always heard of Milano from America, and I've always wanted to try Girl Scout cookies too.
Okay, here we go. Just had to open the box right here. The box being the packet. Give me the chip. What have we got here? You'll get it eventually. Okay. It's just kind of weirdly
Mine's just so
aligned.
flat. What the
It's all,
heck?
it's almost aligned the way that a McDonald's
What?
burger is, you know,
Hey,
very
it
out
looks.
of alignment.
What is that?
It looks like a flat line, doesn't it?
It's supposed to be bloody balanced, but this is far from balanced. This is like false advertised, but that's the way it's supposed to look like in the packet. It almost looks like a McDonald's cheeseburger in this, because look how out of alignment it is. It is a shocker when it comes to alignment, but then again, it's
What's
probably
in
been
it,
on the
though?
shelf for God knows how many months. So this is milk chocolate, so
Oh.
you know, I'm gonna have a shit.
Can't
Crushed
say that.
in my hand right there, so I have to put it right in the bowl real quick, so half of it just fell on the floor. That's very, very soft, the biscuit. So
That bowl looked like it spawned out of nowhere because there was a slight glitch and the bowl disappeared in his hand.
it's a magic
Did
trick.
that happen for anyone else as well?
He does this with pigeons every other week, but this time he just
Okay,
bowl.
Just get a bowl glitch and the bowl just in his hand.
all right, so this is a shortbread biscuit, because it pretty much fell to pieces on me the moment I took it out of the packet. So yeah, it's very the shortbread, sh it's shortbread strong, which is pretty cool. Chocolate. Let's see. Yeah, it's just not quite the chocolate that I would have expected. I would have expected like a darker kind of chocolate, but didn't quite get there. I think the chocolate on this is mainly overwhelmed by the shortbread on both sides. So the fact that it actually didn't mention it was shortbread, and the fact that it fell to pieces on me the moment I opened it, and I look at the side of the packet. Now the side of the packet says Milano, obviously Pepperidge Farm Milano, savor a cookie artfully crafted. Yeah, artfully crafted. That's probably the reason why it fell to pieces in my hand straight away. I'm gonna give this, unfortunately, I'm gonna give this a 5 out of 10. I like shortbread, but the fact that it actually fell to pieces on me the moment I took it out is not a good start.
Okay, now what we have is a Hostess. I'll take it back a little bit.
Yeah, there we
One of
go.
those.
Ooh. Pink one, huh?
Yeah. Oh.
Well,
Oh.
let's put it on the thing and I'll slice it in half.
Why it's got a cardboard inside it, I'll never know.
Oh, it's a love letter to whoever eats it.
It must be so it keep the packet from clinging, like it gets crushed.
Oh, smell that.
Wow, you know what? Do you know what it's like?
Y'all.
It's like strawberry milkshake.
Oh, it
That's what that.
smells.
It's
Oh,
got that strawberry smell.
strawberry Big M.
And
Oh, I
like,
wish we
yeah.
could smell it from
It's
here.
like strawberry mousse. That's
Oh.
what that smells like.
Okay. Cut it,
So
Maestro.
I'll cut it down the center, lengthwise. Oh, look at that.
Oh, he beauty.
I can see. Wow.
Oh,
That
Phil.
is amazing. That is an amazing.
Look at that, y'all.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, look at that chocolate.
I would have that during Easter any day. Okay.
Oh, that melted in a microwave.
Oh my God.
So it gets all melty.
What do we call them in Australia? We've got something similar
Oh.
where you can microwave them and you can also toast them. I can't
Marshmallow
remember
to
what it's called.
strawberry.
I don't remember saying
That is
it.
awesome.
I could eat 10 of these in one sitting. I don't care.
That is awesome. I'm sorry. That is amazing. It's
Now,
got.
are these the foods that can last a million years after
Yes.
the atomic
Yes.
bomb goes off?
Yes, they do.
There you go.
But this is totally worth it.
So, in other words, stock up on a
Hostess.
Hostess.
But it's got this really weird, not weird, but really nice marshmallow center with it. It's a Trader Magic chocolate brownies, right? With a marshmallow center, and that's what this
Oh my
is.
God, it was so good. Next time we go shopping, I'm buying us a few.
Just for the record, guys, I just noticed something with this Pepperidge thing. It comes with those, you know, cupcake kind of paper cupcake kind of holders, which is pretty cool. There you go. I just noticed it just now. There you go.
Okay. Luna, your turn. All
Oh,
right,
here
we
we
didn't
go.
raise it.
Oh,
Oh yeah, have give it a
Ten
rate,
out of
that's
ten.
right.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, I give this 10 out of 10.
Ooh.
This is I'll eat this again.
Actually, I take the back
That's
20 out of 10.
motivating me to try one.
I take the back 20 out of 10.
No, you can't give it
There
10.
you go.
Can only give it 10, but we'll just say
It's a solid 10 from Kat.
it's a solid 10 from Kat.
It's a solid 20 for Kat.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
I'll eat another one of them, definitely. And I think the last time I had something similar to this, I
Which
didn't
was a
like it.
Twinkie.
Yeah, I had Twinkie. I mean, the Twinkie was awesome. Don't get me wrong, but this is amazing, and I can't give it anything less than a 10. So it's going to be a 10 for me.
Yeah. Good going. Luna, your turn.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to pick this one, which is a Reese's Take Five, and it's like a bar type thing. Looks good. Let's open it. 210 calories per pack. Comes in a little carb. Okay, there's two of them. Two little poops.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
Ugh.
Jesus, two little poops.
People have to eat this.
Oh,
Nothing stands out on the label. All right, let's get one of these babies and try it.
let me
I'm gonna bite straight into the middle.
what? So now there's a baby involved?
Oh my God. All right.
Yeah.
Pretzel.
Ooh.
Chocolate and Reese's and peanut butter up the top, and then chocolate all over. It's so good. The pretzel's like light and airy and a little bit salty, and the it pairs really nice with the chocolate. I'm gonna give this 10, a 10 out of 10.
Wow. Leon, what's next?
Okay, for me, I've got what's it, Junior Caramels. Now, this is from the same company that makes the Tootsie Rolls, and they're from Chicago, Illinois. So this
Oh my
is the
God.
Junior
Yes.
Cow. Oh, you've got to be kidding me!
Oh.
You are kidding me, Kat.
Oh no, the
How
what?
amazing is that? We've got the same thing, so we know exactly what we're going to expel. I know what I'm going to expect first because I'm going to go for it first.
Do you
So.
want to read where that one actually comes from? Because I'm pretty sure it's Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
It says Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, see, that's why I got it, because we saw Mexican products and we had to put them back until I read that and.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. So the Junior Caramel Balls, they're like that big, they're almost the same size as a Malteser if you have Maltesers, right? So this is just caramel. It's a soft kind of squishy caramel. So now that is the right kind of caramel I like. It's just like it's soft, it's and it doesn't like runny, it's not runny all over your hands or anything like that. It just stays there and it's there as well.
Here's that one first.
No, because we have to do this one.
Okay.
I like that one. No, I like that one.
So what do you rate it? What do you
I'm gonna give that.
rate it?
I'm gonna give that one an 8 out of 10. Like it,
Right.
even though the cover on the pack, right, does show like a gooey kind of center on the caramel, it doesn't have. It's not that gooey as advertised there. So that's probably the reason why I lost maybe a point or two there. But I'm gonna give that one an 8 out of 10. It's like I said, it is soft. It's easy on the bite. It's easy to bite. It's easy to get into. And yeah, that's a 8 out of 10 for me.
You also missed one thing, which is it comes from Tootsie Roll Industries, LLC, Chicago, Illinois.
That's why I said it's from the same people that made Tootsie Roll startup.
Yeah. Let's test this roll, see what we think of it. 8 out of 10 is a pretty high score coming from Leon, right?
It's a soft kind of.
Oh.
I used to have these kind of things in like Cadbury Roses because they were just like that soft kind of thing. Not too soft, not too rough. You know what I mean?
Like Maltesers in a way, isn't it?
Yeah, they kind of look like malt. They kind of look like Maltesers. That's where the similarities
I'm
end.
disappointed.
I'm actually gobsmacked that Kat and Phil got the same thing as I did. I think we all shopped at the same joint too, so.
I don't think I'm going to give this an 8. I think I'd probably give this maybe a 5.
No, I'm sorry.
What flavor did you guys get?
We got the
Chocolate
same.
and caramel.
Yeah, so this is Junior Caramel.
Oh, okay.
It's really
It
weird
look
because
he His one looks brown, and yours one looked purple. Oh, now it's looking
No,
more brown.
it's the
Okay, I see
same
now.
because we shopped at the same shop.
Don't come for me, don't hate
It
me.
was just a reflection of the computer.
Don't come for me, don't hate me.
Tastes sort of lick. Is it just me or does it start kind of taste a little bit licoricey?
I don't know because I don't have licorice. See, that's the thing. I don't have licorice.
Yeah, I'm gonna try this again.
No.
I can taste the caramel in it. Like
Yeah.
there's a faint caramel flavor in it. It's clearly caramel.
It's not runny, that's the thing.
No, it's not. So, I mean, it's all right. I'll probably give this a generous 5 out of 10.
No,
Maybe
I'm
five.
sorry. Don't hate me. Don't come for me. But this is getting a one.
Wow, I guess, yeah.
That's pretty judgmental.
Get
I'm
really that
giving it a
mad.
one.
Well, I think I just noticed on the pack, on the side of the pack, it actually has an easy rollout kind of thing, the way that Maltesers used to. There's a thing on the side here where I believe if you could push it in or pull it or something like that,
Oh, there's
there
got
you
to.
go, there it is right there. It
Well,
can
the
open up
package
the
that's got that.
side. So that's a neat little that's a
It's
handy little
a
trick.
cinema snack. Remember that they sell these in the cinemas. They're meant to be eating with the movie. You're meant to throw them in with your popcorn and make like a pick
Yeah.
mix. Oh, do you know what? The funny thing is, the caramel is beginning to kick in now. So it's actually taken a couple of minutes for the caramel to actually kick in. Yeah,
Yeah,
a
mine's getting
delayed
done.
reaction.
Yeah, it's a delay. It's interesting. It's a delayed reaction. Before I could only just cook, sorry, cook. The only thing I could only taste is the really crappy
This
chocolate.
is what
Wait, hang on, wait. The only thing I can taste was the really crappy chocolate. But now I can taste the caramel, and I have to admit the caramel is actually all right. So, yeah, I'll maintain it at 5. But like I said, I don't think I could get any
I
higher than
mean,
five.
this chocolate kind of reminds me when you're going to visit your grandparents and it's all they have in the cupboard. And if you're a good grandkid, they basically will open it until you put your hands out and they'll pour it in there, or they'll put it in the glass bowl and put it in front of you. And you're just eating while you're waiting for lunch to happen. It's kind of one of those you'd find at your grandparents' house because it's all they had.
It's okay, but I'm not going to say this is amazing.
This is, yeah, I.
I can't call it amazing in
So
general.
don't bring this product to Australia then.
No. I'm
Brought
pretty
to
sure that they
Australia.
sell this in movie cinemas in America. If I remember correctly, my American culture, we're not going to be selling this in our cinemas anytime soon. Sorry to all our American
And for
viewers
good
out there.
reason as well. Yeah, sorry, five for me, and one for Pat. Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
Your turn, Luna.
All right, here we go, guys. I've got two products here. I'm going to try this one because this is the one that's calling out to me. Swedish Fish.
Is that from America? Because we
Now,
saw that and we basically
I
ignored
have seen
that.
so many people on YouTube, TikTok, that eat Swedish fish in movies. They're a thing. They're an American thing. For instance, let's have a look. There's already made in Canada, you bloody. But it's American. It's still po very popular in
In
America. I
other
know
words,
that.
North
No, it's a
America.
YouTuber.
But it's not American, it's
It's not
Canadian.
American. It's
I don't
not.
know. In Luna's defense, it's North America.
Yes, North America.
North.
In
But
my
not the
defense,
United
if you go
States.
and look it up, you'll see.
It's in the United
In my
States,
defense, if
Canada.
you go and look it up, you'll see that Swedish fish is very popular in the United States. Just go and Google it. Now, I got the tropical version. Artificially flavored, soft, chewy candies. Looks like that. And yeah, some of the look, it says see right here. Mondelez International Group. So
Obviously not America. Isn't
where's
that the most
NJ? NJ. Oh, here we
New
go.
Jersey,
Listen to this. Mondelez
Nigeria.
Global LLC, East Hanover, New Jersey, USA.
Oh,
Postcode
wow! You're
07936.
saved. Exemption, exception.
You're
Isn't that?
saved.
Try
All
and
right,
let
this
us
is
know
what
what you think.
what they look like. They're gummies. How do
The
you tell you?
Gumby
Sorry.
Bears.
I'm having trouble
My
opening it.
gummy bears. I love my gummy bears. Yummy, yummy,
That
yummy,
wasn't the gummy
yummy,
bears that I
gummy
was
bears.
thinking of. I was
The
thinking of the
flavors
gummy bears.
are pina colada, tropical island, beachy punch, and passion fruit. Let's get one of each.
Can you put it in a blender
Yummy, yummy, yummy bees.
That's what they look like, tiny compared to look at, there you go. All right, here we go.
They are pretty
okay.
cool. I mean, let's look at it. It's awesome. It looks really cool.
The red one, delicious. Delicious. Tastes like a jelly bean. It's got the inside of a jelly bean texture. The white one. Tastes like lemon. Not my favorite. I think that must be pina colada.
Margarita.
Pina colada. Tropical island. Tastes like peach.
Peach.
That's it. Oh, that must have been beachy peach. This must be passion fruit. That one's my favorite, and there's only two of them in the whole packet. What the heck? Ridiculous. Good gummy. Like the texture. It's like not too chewy, if that makes sense. It just goes quickly, like as you chew it. Flavors are good, except that white one was kind of gross. But I'm gonna give these an eight out of 10. They're actually pretty good. I'll eat them.
Leon?
And now Luna's not been
They're
not able
gummy.
to drive.
Very
So,
gummy.
all right. So I've gone with I've kind of gone with a classic here for our next one, an American classic, Chex Mix. This is the Buffalo Ranch. So this is going to be pretty strong. So if it's Buffalo Ranch, it might be pretty strong. So here we go. That's the Chex Mix from the U.S. from Minneapolis, I believe, Minneapolis, Minnesota. So fairly straightforward to open, which is pretty cool. Doesn't smell like buffaloes, but no. Okay, we'll part with that one there.
Buffalo sauce and ranch are a really good pairing, I won't lie.
Okay, so the Buffalo Ranch, right? These have at least two different styles of design. One of them is like a square kind of thing. It's round. That'd be the ranch, because it looks pretty strong, as you can see by the redness around it. So that'll be the definitely smell strong. That's for sure. I can smell it. That's the strongest part of it. So I'll have that.
What's his face turn red?
Almost
Here it comes.
tastes like a twisty, but a whole lot stronger. That is very strong for about.
Yes. You're
Oh.
meant to mix the two flavors together.
Ah.
I just got
So I kind of screwed up on that one.
ranch neutralizes the buffalo spiciness to the buffalo sauce.
Okay, well, in other words, oh no, there's a third one in here. Basically looks like mesh. So shit,
You
better fix up that, otherwise it's gonna fall on me pants.
better have both before you die of burn marks.
Sorry.
There's multiple designs in this Chex Mix thing.
Sorry,
Obviously, the red stuff there, that was the strong stuff. There's a pretzel in here. How cool is that? There's a damn pretzel amongst this too, so
Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
definitely a pretzel.
I think mix means like party mix, like all different. How spicy is that? Rate it. Wait, rate the spiciness.
So the ranch part of it, that is pretty damn spicy, actually. So
You can tell.
definitely, that's very, very
Yeah,
spicy there. I'll get.
that's the buffalo part of it.
Yeah, that's the buffalo part of it. I'm definitely going to give this one
Yeah.
like a 9 or something. There are a variety of sizes of the chips inside here. Like this is a thicker one than I had before. It was really thin, so this is like a mixed sizing. But the buffalo part of it is always the same kind of size. But I like the fact that there's a lot of different options inside this Chex Mix. I didn't even realize. I didn't even compute what Chex Mix might actually say, Luna. So thank you very much for that. But the ranch stuff, if you like being daring and you want to have the strong stuff, it definitely has the definitely the buffalo stuff is very, very strong. Apart from the other stuff, it's just pretty much usual. The pretzels kind of taste, well, as pretzels would do. And you know what pretzels do? They make me thirsty. So there you go. A little bit of a Seinfeld reference right there. I'm going to give this one a 9 out of 10.
Well done.
Okay.
Last,
I'm gonna have another buffalo because that's nice and strong and then crazy too.
last but not least, we have dots, go.
Oh my God, I always wanted to try these.
These are made in
The United States.
the US
Canada.
Tootsie Roll Industries.
Hey, that's the same stuff where the
Let's just hope it's better than the other shit go
junior
head.
caramels come from.
Doesn't smell like anything.
Show us what it looks like.
Tastes like a jelly bean.
They're like blisters almost.
Oh
Yeah,
yes, it's
what
like
flavors?
jelly.
What? Tell us about the box. What flavors do they come in?
That one that I just had is a strawberry.
This is orange.
Is it
It's
like a
not,
gummy or like a jelly
it's
bean?
exactly it's like a gummy.
Yeah.
It's like a jelly bean.
Yeah, it's very similar to jelly beans. They've also got a lime
That one
flavor.
here is an orange.
I'll have the we can check the lime flavors if they've got. Well, green, I think.
You imagine green would be lime flavored, surely.
It might be
Well,
apple. That, look on the
hey.
box. It'll say the flavors.
Sometimes it could be deceiving because they might just put food coloring in it.
Well, it is all artificially flavored.
Oh, wow.
That's
Oh,
just.
yeah. So the lime flavor really does taste like proper lime. Like, they've really done a great job with the lime.
Well, lime is so good. It's like having.
It's like someone literally just squeezed me a lime. That's the strength of the lime.
The strength of the
Put the lime in the
lime.
coconut, you drink them both together.
Let's try the other ones. Try the raspberry ones.
They're good.
My face is going red from that
This one, I think, is a lemon one. I'm going to try that one.
earlier. What looked orange? It looked orange to me.
You know what?
They do
That
look
is
orange, but that is lemon.
okay, so this one here that I just tried, it's like medicine flavor. You know how you used to get it's interesting. It's like medicine raspberry flavor kind of thing.
That one
That's
is
what I
definitely lemon. Try that one. Definitely good. I would get this again for
Yeah,
sure.
you know what? The lemon in this also is actually a quite strong lemon. I mean, it's a gummy.
So they've gotten the lemon and the lime flavors down. They've gotten the fruity parts down. What about the orange? Is it
The
orangey?
orange is the orange is quite basic, but the lemon, the lime,
Have
I think
got a
that's,
punch, like a kick to it, you mean?
yeah, the raspberry flavor, they've screwed up on that. But all the other citrus flavors, they've done a really, really good job.
For me, 10 out of 10. I'll definitely buy this again.
I can probably give it a 7 because they screwed up on the orange flavor.
Like the orange
And
flavor.
well, it, okay, no, they screwed up on the raspberry more than they screwed up on the orange. But as far as the lime one and the lemon one, oh well, now I'm actually tasting eucalyptus. Wow. So that's the they've got you can taste the little flavors coming through.
Yeah.
So
It's
yeah.
hurting me now too.
You know what? I would actually say I'm gonna give this one probably a 7.5 out of 10.
Mine is a 10. I definitely want to get a box of this. This is delicious. This is like something, if you're watching a movie, not in the cinemas, but at home, or you're kind of working from home and you're doing something and you just want to, you're peckish, you want to grab those and put them in a bowl and sort of relax while you're watching TV or a movie. Definitely 10 out of 10. Luna, last but not least.
All right, last thing, everyone. Now, this one is definitely American. Just born in Inc., Bethlehem, PA, USA.
Pencil
Okay,
that.
sorry, which?
Philadelphia?
Bethlehem, PA, 18017, USA.
Right, so that's not Bethlehem in Jerusalem.
No. Quality candy is our family tradition. If you are
I
not
saw this one today.
satisfied with
I was gonna
the
get it.
product, please save the unportioned and package and contact us. A great candy is born. All right, here we go. Mike and Ike. The flavors that are included in this are 10 flavors. This is the Mega Mix. The flavors are Caribbean Punch, Strawberry Banana, Paradise Punch, Grape Soda, Kiwi Banana, Mango Delight, Pineapple Banana. They really love their banana. Watermelon, peach berry, and blue raspberry.
Just for the
Now,
record,
I did see on
Bethlehem
the
is in
side, it has one of
Pennsylvania.
those little. Oh, there you go. It does have one of those little push things, so I'll do that. No, I won't, because I've just broken the whole cardboard. All right, just open it like normal person. Here we
Enough.
go.
Talk enough.
Okay, they're like jelly beans. They're hard, but they're squishing in my hands. There you go. All right, this one I think is strawberry banana. Ooh, they're a bit sour. It tastes like a car freshener.
Tastes like what?
Very strong. All right, this one's. You know the little trees that we put in the car to make it smell nice?
fresheners. It
SF.
tastes like a car
Blue raspberry
freshener.
tastes like. Very sweet, but the flavors are really strong. Kiwi banana. I won't try all the flavors, but we get the idea here. Pineapple banana. Yeah, like a really strong flavors. You can only eat a couple of these, in my opinion. If someone had a sweet tooth, these are perfect. They're softer than jelly bean, but the same texture outside wise. Oh, you can't. Oh, there you go. Outside, it looks like a little pill, you know. Outside wise, it's like a jelly bean. It's hard on the inside. It's like chewy. Personally, I'm gonna give these a 4, but I know someone who's a sweet tooth will give these a 9 for sure. That's it.
Relatively high scores tonight.
And Leon, do you have anything, or that's it?
No, I only bought three things to the, I only bought three things to the party. It's hard to believe. I still can't believe the fact that Cat Buckets and myself ended up with the same one item, which is unbelievable considering how many lollies and stuff like that there are in the US.
I don't think it's that unbelievable because you went to the bit. I know you shopped at the same store we did. Because I
Probably
reckon.
did. It was a store in Parramatta, so I went there.
Yes, that's where we went, right? And I reckon you went to the first table that you saw because that's where you would have found these.
I had a good look around for, I had a good look around before I was settling on
Understand.
items.
Well,
I was gonna go with Lay's, but I
me
changed
too.
to Chex.
Okay, the only reason we were originally going to choose Lay's, but the thing is, Lay's are so common in Australia. Like everyone eats Lay's, and
We don't have Lay's, we have Sins.
we know we have Lay's.
I've never seen Lay's in my life.
I've seen Lay's, yeah. We've got Lay's here in
Well, then your eyes are a bit lazy if you haven't seen Lay's.
But yeah. Well, that is it from us. We've tried 3 items each. Lena's tried 4. Let us know in the comments below what other American candy you guys want us to try out. What your favorites are, whether it be chocolate, whether it be candy, whether it be soft drink, whether it be chips or crisps. Let us know in the comments below. Please don't forget to subscribe, give us a like, press the bell because that bell will help us get a lot of content out to you and it'll help us along the way. Invite your friends to subscribe. Thank you so much to Luna and Leon. Thanks to Buckets. I really enjoyed this. I hope everyone else did. And hopefully in the future we'll do part 3. If you're around the world, where in the world are you? We would love to try your snacks and let us know. what your favorites are as well, and we'll try them for you if they're here in Australia. Thank you so much for joining us. Peace, love, and light. And from us to all of you, happy Easter. We will see you guys after Easter sometime. Enjoy it with your families. God's blessing. And we'll see you after Easter. Until then, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.